tiež.
Welcome back. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp line. That's where you can get straight into the studio, query, comment, stroke and or criticize, all categories catered for. A novel multi-tool designed by a UCT electrical engineering team will make opening doors and taps much safer for communities who rely on communal facilities but are wary of COVID-19 contaminating public surfaces. The tap and door opener multi-tool can be used to open a number of different tap and door handle types without touching any of the shared surfaces. We now chat to one of the developers, a senior lecturer in the Department of Electrical Engineering, Dr. David Oyedokun. Dr. Oyedokun, welcome to the show.
Thank you. A good evening to you and your listeners, and thanks for being interested in the tool.
Yeah. Is this tool completely mechanical? I see you are from the electrical engineering team. So is this tool something that needs a bit of electricity, a battery or something, or is it purely a mechanical device?
It's purely a mechanical device.
That certainly makes it even more interesting. Now, what motivated the department to look into a device such as this? When you sit back and you think it's logical, it's really good, but what made you decide this is something we need to go for?
Thank you. So I am a volunteer for an institute called the Institute of Electrical and Electronic Engineers. It has about 500,000 members around the world, and at the University of Cape Town, we have one of the largest branches in the country. Incidentally, I chair the South African section of the IEEE. At the beginning of the COVID-19 pandemic and subsequently lockdowns across different countries around the world, the IEEE came together and said, as IEEE members, let us be innovative and come up with projects that we could deploy rapidly to contribute to alleviating the stress that COVID-19 has placed on society, as well as trying to curb the spread. So at the University of Cape Town, myself and one of my honors students, Kai Goodall, as well as a 3D printing technician, Bramwell Ben, we came together and this idea was born, which was to develop an innovative tool that could be used to open multiple doors and taps without getting in contact with the active surface, which may be contaminated by COVID-19 or any other contaminant. And this was on the back of many years of community work through the IEEE and the University of Cape Town, where I am a senior lecturer working in communities, developing projects from renewable energy projects to other educational projects to alleviate conditions in our communities.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly makes 100% sense. So when you started to develop the tool, did you have a blueprint when you started it, or was it an idea that had to become a blueprint and then was manufactured? As you say, you mentioned 3D printers and all this kind of stuff, state-of-the-art technology to produce state-of-the-art technology.
There's absolutely no blueprints. The only blueprint we had was a desire to be innovative and create solutions that are not expensive, but have tremendous potential to benefit communities at large. So there was no blueprint. This was as a result of thinking and then boom, we got onto this idea. We had a first prototype, the second prototype. We had 10 prototypes before we finally got something that that we had to test. And you would recall that this happened during the lockdown, different stages of the lockdown. So we had to work with the regulation and ensure we couldn't meet when we were not supposed to meet. And when we met in person, we live, Kai Goodall and myself, we live about 25 kilometers from one another. So we relied a lot on Zoom And when we had to test the device and you know, physically, we had to meet, but of course guided by the lockdown regulations.
Yeah, thanks to Mr. Zoom. He's certainly doing a lot of work for all of us, isn't he?
Absolutely.
So the device itself, can you describe it to us? They say radio is a theater of the imagination. What does it look like?
So, for our listeners, and I'll make a YouTube link available to you, and after the interview, then hopefully you can make it available via social media.
We definitely will do that.
It's the whole length of the device is just about 10 centimeters. It has specially designed grooves right at the top that clicks onto various taps, and we literally tested about the excess of 20 different taps, and we had to re-engineer the device to be able to manage the variations available out there. The same with door handles as well. So you hold the device, anchor it on a door handle or a tap. It has a lever that allows you to twist the tap open and close. In addition to that, the tool has a protective barrier that separates the active part and the passive part. So the active part will get in contact with the tap head, and we have a protective sleeve that fits onto that. So let's imagine you get into a mall and you get into the bathroom, you access the tap head, you pull the device out of the sleeve, just as you pull a sword out of its sleeve, you open the tap, you close the tap, you push the active part back into the sleeve, and you could drop the device in your bag, in your pocket, and the active part will stay protected. The idea is that at the next available opportunity for you to wash the device with soap and water or sanitize, you will be required to do so. It is not a substitute for hand sanitizers. But what we also realized in the design and, you know, the redesign process was that if you get into a gas station, you pull over into the kiosk and you want to open the little fridge that has a Red Bull or a can of Coke or just a bottle of water, how do you interact with that device, with that fridge? What we've seen in the past is people try to get a tissue or a handkerchief to try to access the door handle to open the fridge and reach for the bottle. But with this device, all of that is no longer necessary. You can pull the device out of your pocket, get it out of the sleeve, open the door, put the active part back into the sleeve, access your bottle of water or drink, and you're gone. It can be used at ATMs to push buttons at ATM, taxi doors. In fact, when we handed a couple of these devices out, some of the feedback that we've gotten are quite impressive. It's been used in taxis to open and close taxi doors. Amazing stuff.
No, most certainly. And we look forward to, you can send it to, I think, my producer, Ibrahim, and he'll pop it up onto our WhatsApp page where people can access us immediately. And I do believe that a couple of thousand of this multi-tool have already been rolled out.
Absolutely. Just to give you an idea of the dedication from the team, each of these tools take up 4 hours to 3D print using biodegradable PLA filament. We have produced 2,500 units to date. We are rolling them out. A few weeks ago, we gave out 1,000 units. There are plans to deliver the second phase of 1,000 units by the end of this month, October. But we have 3D printed 2,500 units. And this, you know, was only possible through the assistance of the Department of Electrical Engineering at the University of Cape Town, as well as funding from the IEEE.
David Oedekun, Senior Lecturer, Department of Electrical Engineering at UCT, talking to us about a novel multi-tool designed by his department to make opening doors, taps, and devices much safer for communities who rely upon communal facilities but are wary of COVID-19 being on public services. Dr. Oedekun, well done, and we look forward to seeing your tool on social media.
Thank you very much, and thanks to your listeners.
Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge.